Sodom, of course, had started all this 12 years ago when he'd gone down to Kuwait. He had gone out, basically taking his followers, the Sodomites, out into the desert there. And, of course, they crossed a line in the sand. Now, let's talk about the line. This line was given to them free of charge, a perfectly good line. Was drawn there in 1922 by the British High Commissioner. I don't know what he was high on at that time, but he drew that line. And Sodom crossed over it. Why? Because he wanted to dominate the entire Arab world. Well, that's our job. So we had to go in there and protect the peoples of the Tonga, the Persian Gulf. And this is a very, very mysterious region, not to say inscrutable. That's further east, of course. But it is mysterious, and there are many things that even I don't understand, even with all my briefings, such as how did our oil get under Kuwait? No one could ever explain that to me. But then he was at it again with the weapons of mass destruction and so forth. You may have heard that some of that information was not information. Well, listen, I'm not really here to give you information so much as I'm here to get you in formation, you know. But the thing is that, well, we might as well just talk about it at this point. It's the Niger Gate thing. This has to do with Sodom buying or attempting to buy yellow kick uranium from Niger. Some of you know it as Niger Gate because you listen to the BBC, and, well, they're French, you know. But, of course, that Niger Gate thing never happened, you know, the way it was reported. Although, interestingly enough, we got that intelligence from Britain. And over in Britain, actually, it still happened. Yeah, it's very interesting. But former ambassador over there determined that it didn't happen. And then somebody who may or may not have been married to him may or may not have worked for the CIA, and that may have been exposed by somebody associated with the office of the President Bush there. So we're going to commission a study on this to get on top of it, not to cover it up, but to get to the bottom of it so we can get out in front of it and get it behind us, basically. Anyhow, we decided that we had to go take care of Sodom, and the French didn't understand that because they said, well, you're supposed to be looking for Osama. Why are you going after Sodom? Well, they didn't have the intelligence reports that we have and that we had received at that time, which indicated that Osama actually is hiding. Now, inquiring minds want to know where. Small details. Well, most likely he had left already by that time Afghanistan in order to pass through the Sudan to get to Pharmaceutistan. And if you go that route, you can get up through Syria to Illyria, and on to Iraq. Well, that is why we had to look for him in every country that ends in an or ak. Now, the French didn't know this. And as a result, you didn't know how to boycott the French. And that's hard, because if you boycott the wines, you might accidentally boycott California, and we need to do that later on purpose. Although we now have the Austro-Hungarian Empire in place there, so that's probably off in the distant future. But however, here it is. If you don't, next time it comes around that we have to boycott the French, you just don't buy anything that ends in an, en, or e, and you're fine. We explained to these people, the Germans too, we explained to these people, you're either with us or you're with the UN. It's that simple. Now, the old Europe was not with us. Luckily, we had already developed New Europe, and they were with us, and we had support from Slovenia, Estonia, Micronesia. Basically, all of the countries ending in EA were with us. The entire nation of Berlusconi supported us. You know, Turkey was with us. Well, not the people, but in general. And so they asked me to go over there, and I went with the coalition of the willing to be bought. And, of course, people said, what is it about? You're just going over there for the oil. It's not about the oil. If it was about oil, we would just bomb Texas. No, it's not. It's clearly not about the oil. It's about gasoline. This is the Terrorist International, which you know as the Axis of Evil. Now, the Axis of Evil, don't confuse that with the Evil of Access. That's an Enron thing. And that's that is a private business scandal having nothing to do with the government aside from the president, vice president, trade advisor, top political advisor. Also, Axis of Evil, not to be confused with the SUV problem, the Axles of Evil, totally different desk that they're on.